Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Valerie Marietti, and we're going to be talking about something that is really going to benefit everyone in the Castle Country area, and that is the project that is the Helper Express Playground, which is, it's been a busy few months for you guys. So Valerie, thank you again for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's kind of dive right into things by starting off. Can you just give a brief explanation of what the Helper Express Inclusive Playground is?
Okay, so there is a playground right now that is in Helper on Locust Street. It's pretty torn up and old. We will be revamping that whole area to make it wheelchair accessible and available to anybody that has any type of mobility issues, including just your typical children.
And then we were kind of talking about it a bit beforehand, but this project, it's taken some time. You start back in 2021 with this, but things have really got started rolling this year with a lot of big donations, not just from community-wide and statewide people. You had one from a national foundation with the Christopher Reeves Foundation.
Right. Christopher Reeves Foundation gave us $25,000. It just made us unbelievably happy. We're finally getting some traction now. We've received $10,000 from Union Pacific. We've received several small grants from other places, like WAFED has been very supportive. We're finally getting some traction now, and we feel like we're on our way. We just received a $10,000 grant from Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation. Now, that is a matching grant, which means we need to show them that we've raised an additional $10,000. So that's why I'm here with you today.
And that Larry H. and Gail Miller Family Foundation, they're very big on these matching grants. They're willing to help give out the money, but it also kind of has these communities help and raise the money too. So it's in the end, it's going to be a nice $20,000 though.
Right.
If you're able to fulfill this grant now, the way you guys are kind of going about this, I like this a lot. You were doing a chance to win drawing.
Right. We have tickets for sale. We've had quite a few really good donations, and we will be drawing for this clear out on September 28th. So we have quite a bit of time to sell these tickets, and you'll get a chance to win. David Palacios, that's one of our candidates for Carbon County Commissioner, he donated a .22 rifle. Amanda McIntosh called. She brought in a gun case and an ammo case so we can make sure that everybody stays safe with that rifle. Carbon County Senior Citizens Quilt Group, they made us this cute little baby toddler quilt. My headstone company is donating a small headstone, a value of like $1,150. Saving Graves Utah will be donating a cleaning and a painting for headstones, which is about a $250 value. Nathaniel Woodward is going to donate a consultation for trust and will. And then we've had a few cash donations of $100. So we've got quite a few prizes available. We've got these tickets for sale. I have them at my headstone company. WAFED has really, really stepped up for us, and they've already sold 250 tickets. Carmen down there told me she'd like to challenge other businesses in price to kind of take some initiative and help us sell these if you can. If you feel like you're in a situation where you can sell 300 tickets for us, please call me. I will drop them off. We have a Venmo account, PayPal account, Square account, all listed under Friends of Helper Area. That is the name of our nonprofit. We also have a GoFundMe that is the Helper Express Inclusive Playground. So I'm really hoping that we can get these tickets out there and everybody will support us. And when we draw on September 28th, everybody's going to win some great prizes.
Now, something I thought that was really cool about this project is that you guys are also a part of the Walmart Roundup program on the Walmart app.
Yes. So if you purchase something from Walmart.com or on the Walmart app, there's an option to round up, and then you get to choose what nonprofit that roundup money goes to. And we're signed up with them. So that's a really cool thing. I'm excited about that.
And so just a lot to be excited about with the Helper Express Inclusive Playground. So many different ways you can get involved as a community member to kind of give back to a community. And that's been something that's very big around here, is community helping community. And this is just another example of that. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yes, one little thing. So our tickets are $1 each. You can get a book of 10 for $9. You don't have to come and see me. You can Venmo me or anything else, and I'll fill those tickets out for you. check us out on Facebook. It's the Helper Express Playground. I usually put all of our, like all of our grants that we've received are listed on there. You can see an image of what the playground will look like when we're finished. We've raised about $100,000. We're coming up on $100,000, and we need about $300,000 total. So we've got a really good start, but we need some support.
And that's for the community to help with. Let's get this ball rolling. Let's get this inclusive playground built. Again, that was Valerie Marietti, and we were talking about the Helper Express Inclusive Playground. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.